The mission of Brandywine Valley Baptist Church is to introduce people to Jesus Christ and help them to follow Him. The question is, how do we do that? What I would like to share with you all today and then to reinforce over the next 3 Sundays is the strategic vision of how we in the church's leadership and many of you see ourselves as fulfilling our mission. In order to do this morning, I'm going to need help from you. I guess in the jargon of today, this can be classified as an interactive sermon. It should be painless, but I hope it will be helpful. But I need to get closer so I can look at you in the whites of your eyes. We're going to put screens, blank screens up, and fill them in, but this is where I need your help. The first one of the screens we're going to have up here is going to say the yearnings of people. And what I would like for you to do is think about people you know in your neighborhood, where you work, people you go to the beach with. What are their yearnings? What are their needs? What keeps them from God? We're not talking about in here today, right now. We have yearnings and needs, and we have temptations that keep us from God. But right now, I want you to think about the people you know who are not here today, who are not likely to go to any church, perhaps. And what I'd like you to do is just give me a one word or a couple of words summary of what you think those yearnings and desires and aspirations are. And we're going to put them up on the screen. So I need you to talk, and you need to know that I'm in an acoustical dead zone here, and not all the words come through to me clearly. So I may need you to repeat something. So who would be first? What do you see? What are you, Presbyterians? Bob?
Feed their family.
Feed their family. I'm going to type this on my virtual keyboard here. And voila. It's really Cassie Armstrong, who's a part of our ministry team who's doing this, Charlotte. Peace. Security.
Belonging.
Success. Sorry?
Help.
Health. Thank you.
Love.
Acceptance. Purpose? What? Forgiveness? Say it again.
Victory.
I'm sorry, it's not you, it's victory. This is a partial list, and we're simply going to label it by the top of the screen there, spiritual yearnings. Now we want to put up another blank screen, and this is going to say spiritual treasures. This does have to do with us. What are the strengths that God has given us in this community of faith in Jesus? What are the resources we have that other people might benefit from? What comes to your mind? Why don't you talk to us? Compassion, resources, hope, salvation,
truth,
grace, empathy, what?
Prayer,
thank you. Trust,
Bible,
security. How are you doing, Cassie? I think she filled the screen for us when we get down there. You got room for one more?
Peace.
Peace. worship. These are some of the resources God has given to us here. Now, I want you to do one more thing with one more blank screen. This one is simply a matter of knowing where you live. We're going to put up here one household at a time. Tell me the neighborhood you live in, or if you live in New Jersey or Maryland, just tell us the town that you live in. So where do you live? Holiday Hills.
Westchester. Westchester.
West Riding.
Oak Lane.
Oak Lane.
Chad's Ford.
Kennett Square.
Pike
Creek.
Glen Mills.
Top of the Meadow? Oh, sorry. Concord Manor. You actually live close. How are we doing? Got some more?
Weldon Road.
Jerusalem? What did you say? New Jersey. What town? Penns Grove. Pennsville. We had somebody from Gibbstown at 8:15. Pennsville. Got room for one more? How about the balcony is so quiet.
Hokesson.
Bill, you did it. Hokesson. That's the first person all day that has actually said Hokesson. And I know other people live in Hokesson. Newark. There you go. Now we've got to take all these things and put them together, and I want you to do a visual with me to help you remember. So hold up your left hand, and we're going to let this represent the spiritual treasures of Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. Come on, people. Up, up, up. This is not optional. Right hand stands for the spiritual yearnings of the Brandywine Valley. And what do you do when your hands are ready? Yes. We want to make the spiritual treasures of Brandywine Valley Baptist Church accessible to the spiritual yearnings in the Brandywine Valley, one household, one neighborhood, one school, one business, one person at a time. How do we do that? We have two pathways that encompass just about everything we do and give meaning to everything we do. And I want to introduce them to you at this time. The first of these pathways is moving from the margins to spiritual maturity. I don't think Jasenia is here today. Carol and I hosted 10 people for a newcomer coffee at our house yesterday. Something that we've done for years. We love to do it. And Jasenia was one of our guests. And two or three people spontaneously started talking about what they enjoy about Brandywine Valley. And Jasenia's comment, among other things, was, she said, I was so glad when I found this church because I come here and I don't feel suffocated. I'm not sure about everything that she meant, but it seems from other things she said that here she had some room to breathe. And I want to communicate to you, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you're going to find room to breathe here. If you don't know anything, it's okay. You just start where you are. If you've been a Christian for 50 years, you fit here. But our task is to move people from the margins of the faith towards spiritual maturity at many places along that pathway. Now for today, I want to give you a couple of examples of how we're trying to do that. We're trying to build what we call the path. We're trying to build it slowly, and we're trying to build it in a way that's going to be tailored to where people are on their spiritual journey. But I want to talk to you about two of those first steps that are going to be happening this fall. One of them is the Alpha Course. The Alpha Course we call affectionately Christianity 101. It is really designed for people who have not a lot of exposure to Christianity, who have questions about Christianity, and we try to build a safe environment where they can hear Christianity presented and then talk about it, including asking questions. And we're going to offer two of these Alpha courses starting this fall. The first one of those will be here on Sunday morning in our building at 11:15. Pastor Mark Smith is going to lead the Alpha course. It's a great opportunity to come in and be exposed to who Jesus Christ is and what it all means. We're offering a second Alpha course courtesy of Simon and Jill Shute. You are becoming veterans at the Alpha course on Thursday nights, except the Shutes have made it a very uneven playing field. Sorry, Mark. They provide food. You can actually come and have dinner on Thursday night at 6:30, is it? Is that when you start? Pardon? $5 a head, if you have it, at 6:30. You eat together, you get to know people, and then this marvelous course just unfolds before your eyes. So there are two choices. And on this communication card, there's another place there that's kind of an all-purpose line that says other, a blank line. And, yes?
Can I say one thing? I know this is not scripted.
Did you wear your hat?
No. We have seen these videos 8 times, and every time I learn something new. So even though they're Christianity 101, for we old veteran Christians, you learn something new. It's wonderful.
7 or 8 times you all have led this, and you still yourselves learn stuff from it. That's pretty high praise, and you guys have certainly walked with the Lord. On this card where it says other, just write Alpha or AC for Alpha course. The second thing we're offering, and this is going to be new, nobody else has called it this, I'm just calling it Christianity 102. It's Introduction to the Spiritual Life. We've not offered it before. And Sandy Knockingos, Pastor Carl's wife, and Steve Anderson of our congregation are going to teach this class. This is a class designed for you when you say, okay, I believe in Jesus. I think I got that. And I come to church, sorta. What do I do? How do I develop a spiritual life with Christ? And they're going to walk you through that on praying and using the Bible. And on that card, you could just write intro, and somebody will provide you with information about the exact starting date and the place where it's going to meet. These are just two examples. And you understand, this doesn't take away from the marvelous Christian education courses that we offer here Sunday after Sunday, principally at 9:45, with people like Don Kugelberg and Ed Rouse and Dick Lawyer and Craig Montgomery and Pastor Carl and other people who teach. But this is a more intentional step-by-step way that we're trying to build so that you can look and we can help you look at your Christian walk and say, this is where I am. What do I need to take the next step? Like I said, we're building slowly. And as the weeks and the months and the years unfold, you'll see this expanding so that you can plug in somewhere and begin to grow. All of it is designed to move people from the margins of the faith all along that path to maturity in Christ. The second thing moves from the center outward. We want to provide real help and real hope to people in the issues that they struggle with in their lives. Let me just give you a couple of examples of that. Back in August, I think many of you in the ministry news may have gotten one of these little cards called upcoming events. One of those upcoming events will affect more people at 9:45 than any other time in the worship time, but it may affect some of you too. It's called a parenting conference. It's designed by Pastor Matthew McNutt, who's our student pastor, and Christy Pullig, who's our director of children's ministries, and is designed to offer help to moms and dads, or maybe to grandparents, in nurturing kids. That is a huge challenge because your kids pose to you big, sometimes difficult, and persistent challenges until they arrive in adulthood. And they work with, they live with an awful lot of peer pressure that can squeeze them into a way of life that's different than you would want for them and different from the way the church would teach them. And so we all in our parenting need that kind of help. There's another thing that we offer that I think it offers hope more than anything else. But maybe even more than that, it offers you a chance to bring some of our resources and make them accessible to some of the yearnings in the Brandywine Valley. I don't know about this congregation. Does any of you, did you ever watch American Idol? Three. American Idol was a contest for talent. One of the guys who was a finalist on American Idol is named Jason Castro. Jason is going to be at Brandywine Friday night, October the 5th. Along with him is going to be the Australian brothers and their group, which is called For God and King. For King and Country. In this last week, they had the top single on a Christian Billboard's list of music. And in addition to them, Dana McLean, Winter Jam's featured artist, is going to be here. All three of them are going to be in this room. This is an amazing collection of artists. And it's one of those opportunities that you have of going to somebody that you have built a friendship with and saying, hey, you know, we've got this really neat concert at our church Friday night, and I'd love to have you come with me. And they can come here, and it's an event that introduces them to this place and gives them an event that they can feel good about and maybe want to come back with you to something else at another time. By the way, that's what many of these events are designed to do. Like the Watoto Children's Choir concert in November and our own Christmas gift concert, those three Sundays in the middle of December and Christmas Eve as well. These are the opportunities that we have to do it. Throughout September, we're going to build on this theme. We want to talk next Sunday about how do you live in what we call 3D? How do you develop relationships with neighbors, coworkers? People that you do stuff with. How do you start to discover their stories? Everybody's got a story. There are no dull people. It's just a matter of being able to listen long enough to hear what their story may be? And then how do you discern when that right moment is when you might say, hey, you know, maybe you ought to come see this fantastic children's choir from Uganda. They're going to knock your socks off. Why don't you come with us? The Sunday after that, 2 weeks from today, we want to talk about how to tell your story. You are the expert on you, and you have a story. And if you can learn how to tell your story or some little part of your story that communicates to other people the meaning of God, of Jesus in your life, then you've got a very powerful tool all your very own. And then the end of September, we're going to talk about our secret weapon, which is the reality that makes all of this work, and that's prayer, our expression of dependence on the Holy Spirit to fall upon us and bless us as we build friendships, as we invite people, as we find and give real help and real hope, and as we move along this path towards spiritual maturity. Let's bring the spiritual treasures of our church and make them accessible to the spiritual yearnings in the Brandywine Valley, one household at a time, by moving people from the margins to maturity and giving real help and real hope to the people around us. Along that line, you all probably did it. 3 years ago, 400 people bought this book, Just Walk Across the Room, by Pastor Bill Hybels of Willow Creek Church outside Chicago. If you didn't get one, I'd recommend that you buy this book. We have them available for $10. Glenn's already got his. They're out there at the welcome desk. You can also take it another step further by studying with Pastor Mark Smith on Wednesday night, which starts first week in October, so that would be something like the 3rd or 10th, somewhere in there. Great opportunity. This is kind of the context for these sermons throughout September. We hope you'll take advantage of this. We're going somewhere together in this church. We've got a sense of direction. We've got a purpose. We've got some bones and flesh and blood on this vision, and we want you to be a part of it. We want you to share the vision with us.